When one thinks about the concept of cardioversion, the most important thing to ask is how long the patient has been in atrial fibrillation. The first question I ask is whether or not the patient has significant hemodynamic compromise with their current event. If the answer is yes, then you cannot worry about potential for thromboembolism. You need to restore hemodynamic stability, and DC cardioversion would be the first thing you would want to consider. For patients who are not hemodynamically compromised, you should evaluate whether or not they've been in atrial fibrillation for 48 hours or less. If somebody has been in atrial fibrillation for less than 48 hours, then they are at very low risk for thromboembolic event with cardioversion, and one can go ahead and use whatever approach they like to restore sinus rhythm. For the individual that has been in atrial fibrillation for greater than 48 hours, you have to assess at that point for appropriate anticoagulation. If this individual happens to have been on chronic Coumadin therapy and is adequately anticoagulated, then you can go ahead and cardiovert.